PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehong.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. Very nice to have you with us for this, the 20th of May, 2018. Let's begin right away with a little bit of music, Frank Valdor. And let's go to Amarillo. Yes, Frank Valdor, beginning today's edition of Amarillo here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Very nice to have you with us, like I said, for this, the 20th of May, 2018. It is a Thursday, the day, of course, that we are recording this program. Recording it later than usual, meaning it's just after 11 p.m. at night. And that's because I actually am doing news shift tonight. So we are doing the program this late. So we kind of have to hurry up because I have another news bulletin to read in about, what, 50, in about two, an hour and a half, 2 hours from now. But I have to say, coming to work on the evening that we were recording this program was a little bit hairy, I should say. I was, now, actually, I don't live very far from the studio, and I can usually walk in about 20 minutes. But today, I actually had a very busy day because I was actually outside Taipei, and I was actually coming back. I didn't go back home first because I just didn't have the time, so I came directly here. And as I was driving on the highway, well, something strange started happening. I realized that my lights were getting dimmer and dimmer. They weren't as bright as they should have been. And when I got off the highway and then into the city, that's when all kinds of strange things were happening on my motorcycle. If I put the indicators on, all my dials were going crazy. They would go on and off depending on whether or not I was flashing the lights to either turn left or right, which was very strange. And I thought, okay, well, let me put it on a different setting. So I did that, and it was the same thing. And then not too far away from our studio, when I did a stop, the brake lights came on. I know they were on because they're very bright, but all of a sudden my dials also went completely off. And then as I was getting closer and closer to the station, my lights were getting more dim and more dim and more dim to eventually when they actually just went off. And I pulled over and I checked to see if there was a problem that I can fix on the spot. And then there wasn't. Couldn't figure it out. It was very dark. And then I went to start it up again, and it wouldn't start. The battery was completely flat, and I ended up using the kickstart. Now, I knew exactly what the problem was. Cars also have these, but especially motorcycles. There's a little, it's like a relay switch. So if you're idling, your engine is idling. So if you're at a stoplight or something, or you just pulled over for a little bit, the electrical power for the electric systems actually comes from the battery. When the engine gets up to a certain speed, a certain revolutions per minute, the generator on the engine actually supplies electricity. So this switch actually went kaplooey. So what was happening is that none of the electricity coming from the engine was going into the bike, and it wasn't charging the battery, and the battery was just going flat. So I knew what the part was, so I managed to find a place just around the corner from the radio station. So I dropped it off. The guy said, come back 30 minutes later. I told him what it was. At the same time, decided to replace the battery because the battery had gone flat. And I was actually intending on replacing it anyway. It's about 4 years, which is quite a long time for a battery before you have to replace it. So I decided to replace that at the same time. Which, as I think I have mentioned before, I have a number of motorcycles, but this one is my favorite one. It's a little slow. It's not exactly fast. That's true. It's not exactly fast. Going up mountains, we'll put it this way, a wheelchair that somebody is pushing with their hands could probably go faster. It's a little, yeah, it's not exactly the fastest motorcycle in the world. And it's old. But it's actually my favorite one. It's the kind of thing that if anybody who's a petrol head who loves cars and motorcycles will understand that, yes, I have motorcycles at home that are better, that's for sure. But I actually like this one. Hard to explain. So that's actually what's happening with it. Now, next week, actually, next Sunday. Well, no, I'll tell you about that in a little bit longer. So let's actually have some music right now because I want to squeeze in as much music as we can today. Because of next week's program, which I will tell you about after we take a listen to this, Elvis Presley and his latest flame.
A very old friend came by today, 'cause he was telling everyone in town of the love that he just found, and Marie's the name of his latest flame. He talked and talked, and I heard him say that she had the longest, blackest hair, the prettiest green eyes anywhere. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck, and then he said a goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck, and then he said goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Yeah, Marie's the name of his latest flame. Oh, Marie's the name of his latest flame.
Elvis Presley and his latest flame here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Now, next week on the program, it being the last Sunday of May, which is the 27th. So in 7 days' time, as you're probably aware, we have been doing a number of specials for this year being the 90th anniversary of Happy Station. And on the last Sunday of every month, we bring you something from the Happy Station Archives, a special program from the Happy Station Archives. So that's what we have coming up next week. So do tune in. I'm not going to tell you anything more about it, except you'll have to tune in and find out what it's all about. Which, May 27th is also a day that I'm going to a place called Zhuwei, which is not far from Taipei. It's around 25 to 28 kilometers away. Actually, it's closer to the Taoyuan International Airport. And it's a gathering, actually, of motorcycle fanatics, such as myself. And they're doing this meeting, kind of a everybody gets together, on Sunday, the 27th of May. So that actually should actually be quite interesting. And I'm actually using that day as a... I'm going to see if I can actually record anything on that day and then talk about it the following week. But the motorcycle that I was just telling you about that I would that the electrics, the bat, all the power went, I'm using that weekend as actually the last day that I take it out for a trip. I'm going to be very early in the morning. Now, everybody is meeting at around 11:30 at Zhuwei. Now, Zhuwei is known for one specific thing. It's a fishing port where all the fresh fish products from fishermen mainly come into Taiwan, as well as fresh fish products from overseas. So they'll probably have a very good lunch, oysters, lobster. I'm not kidding. Really delicious oysters. I love oysters. Just sit there, crack open, and swallow away. And also very delicious lobster as well. But as I said, I'm going to be using that weekend actually for one specific thing, and that is I decided my Yamaha Dragfire, which is will be turning 21 years old next year, I've decided to take it off the road. Not forever, but I think it needs a, you know, the term when people say it needs a little bit of TLC, which is tender loving care. Well, I would say this one does need a little. I'm going to give it a lot. Basically, I'm going to be mounting the bike after I get back on Sunday evening and then start work on it, which will be taking the thing completely apart, having the engine re-chromed, new wheels, getting it repainted. The last time I had it painted was about 7-8 years ago, so the paint is starting to look a little bit tired. So that'll be my project for this summer. Well, actually, no, it's not going to be that long. It's going to take me probably, I'll probably be able to do it in about maybe 5 to 6 weeks. There isn't really that much to do. Well, that's not exactly true. There actually is a lot. The painting, that of course I'm not going to do. The re-chroming of the engine, that I'm not going to do. But everything else, I'll just do myself. So about 5 to 6 weeks. And what I've managed to track down, because I still had it, was the original specifications for that motorcycle when it left the factory. So I have been able to source a whole bunch of new old stock parts, original parts that are new old stock. And I'm going to be rebuilding it to the exact factory specifications. Now, I said the bike is about 20 years old, and I think I could actually manage to keep it on the road for another 20 years, which I think is long enough. But like I said, this bike is not, it's not fast. It really is not fast. You know, old people, somebody 90 years old with a walker can set off faster than this bike. But the bike itself has a very interesting history, which I won't go into right now, except to say it was a little bit of a design problem. The bike didn't, it flopped. It really flopped. But they were fantastic. But every car manufacturer and motorcycle manufacturer will have at some point a vehicle that everybody likes but flops for either a design problem or one fault. Makes me think of the Triumph Stag, which was released in 1970, and they stopped production in 1974. The problem with the Triumph Stag is even though Land Rover and Triumph and Austin and Morris and so on were all part of the same company, British Leyland, Triumph, instead of going to Land Rover to have access to a fantastic engine, decided to, well, make their own, which was the problem with the car. But everybody loved it. The styling, which was done by the Ital styling house in Italy. It's a beautiful car, even by today's standards. But the engine was absolutely horrible. The best ones on the road right now, well, are, of course, the ones that everybody fixed up, which eventually they had to do. So think about that. You buy a car or you buy a motorcycle, it's absolute rubbish, right? And then you spend time on it and you actually make it better than what it was when it left the factory. Well, things like that do happen. And with British Leyland, which was the fifth largest car manufacturer in the world, it happened a lot. Anyway, time now for music again. Nina Simone and My Baby Just Cares For Me.
We're going to do the song that I think you've been waiting for all this night. My Baby. Baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't care for. Now that was about as much energy as a newborn baby. Jesus, Lord. High tone places as loud as you can get it. Let's start it all over again. And all you people standing up in the back, I know you know it. My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. This is Saturday night. Get loose. My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't care for
cars and races.
All right. Miss Taylor's not. honey.
The wonderful Nina Simone and her big hit, My Baby Just Cares For Me. I love the way when she's performing, when she performed that, which was a live recording, where she went, okay, everybody, let's start over again, because the way you singing it, you sound like a newborn baby. Nothing at all. That was very, very funny indeed. She knew how to wow an audience. And she was a very temperamental performer. A friend of mine who went to see her many years ago in New York City, when she was alive, told me about the one night that he went to see, and there was somebody in the audience who kept coughing. And when she was doing the song Ne Quittez Pas, which is a song by Jacques Brel, and in English the song is called If You Go Away, I think that's what it's called. Anyway, it's a very soft number, and as she was doing it, she was getting a little bit more agitated and kept looking over to the section of the audience where this coughing noise was coming from. And he said it was not just a little, like, okay, when you sometimes you go to the symphony or you're in the cinema, you hear an occasional, right? But this was something that was ongoing and ongoing and ongoing. And he said at one point she just stopped and she said, she turned to the audience and she started saying, would you like me to take a break so either you can clear your throat or go get a glass of water? Because I will wait. But if you continue to do it, I'm not going to perform anymore. Anyway, she said that kind of made it a little bit quieter at that point. She would do things like that where she would, if she wasn't happy with the audience or people in the audience making noises, she would actually say something. Now, we all have seen how everybody these days has a camera, because of course they're on phones. Now, there was a time if you went to the cinema or a live concert or the theater, you really couldn't bring a camera in because cameras are quite big, but now they're on phones. So at one point, you know, before many live performances, especially in concert halls and theaters, they will always ask the audience to make sure either their phone is turned off or it's in silent. Okay. But now we have the other elephant in the room that we people have to deal with, which is, I just dropped something. No mask. Good. The other elephant in the room, which is, of course, cameras on phones. There have been a number of performers before, even in New York City on Broadway, who have gotten very upset with people taking pictures of the performance on stage. Now, it's not taking the pictures. That's a little bit annoying to actors, but they say it's when they use the flash. There was a performance a few years ago where the actress on stage, I don't remember her name, she's very well known, actually decided to stop in the middle of the play and just scold the audience members. And I have to say, I think that's fantastic because I do, having performed on stage myself, I actually find it a little bit annoying, of course, depending on the circumstance, to have people with cameras on their phones and they're flashing. Or when they don't turn their ringer off. I remember one year going to the cinema and there was somebody sitting next to me and they turned their ringer off, but they kept checking their phone every like 10 minutes and they were chatting with somebody on their phone. So the light, that was annoying me. But what was annoying me even more was, yes, they turned the ringer off, but you know on mobile phones there's a setting that if you're typing a message, right, you can either make it silent so there's no noise. But this person didn't do that. They were rather rude. So every so often I would hear click, 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 and I kind of looked over. Okay, I'll let them do this one and I won't say anything. 10 minutes goes by or so. And I hear vibrating noise. I'm like, okay. They take it out. Flash, very bright display. Click, 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 click. At one point, I actually had to say something. And I just kind of leaned over to them. And I said, can you please stop doing that? It's a little bit disturbing and a little bit rude. And they went, oh, okay, okay, okay. And I thought that would be the end of it. Well, 15, 20 minutes later, the same thing again. And they take it. And they still didn't turn off the clicking noise, so I can hear click, 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 click. And I, okay, this is ridiculous. So I thought, okay, maybe that was the last one. Anyway, it happened another time, and that's when I turned over to the person and I said, I'd ask you if you can either turn the clicking noise off and just wait till the movie's over. Nothing is that important, right? But if you can either move to another seat or that phone will end up somewhere that will cause an extreme amount of discomfort. And I left it at that. Well, they promptly didn't do it anymore. Also, because I said it in a very threatening kind of tone. It was really ridiculous. You know, I mean, once or twice, you know, it could happen. But after you tell somebody, no. Okay, time for music again. This is a song that we have played before. It was a big hit for Zager and Evans. I think it was probably their only hit in the year 2525. But the version that we will play right now is performed by Raymond Lafièvre and his orchestra. Raymond Lefebvre and his orchestra. Our next song is a bit of a request. There was somebody that was asking us about a piece of music that we played actually some time ago, but they couldn't remember the name of the artist or the song, but they said it was a group from Sweden. And I thought Blue Swede. No, it wasn't Blue Swede. And it wasn't ABBA, of course. It was another group, a vocal group, that were around for some time. And I've always liked them. And we'd actually, after we corresponded back and forth, I discovered who it was. It's The Gimmicks. The Gimmicks. Yes, The Gimmicks. So this is going out to you. Let me see. Where is your name? Where is your name? Oh, well, it's actually around here somewhere. But anyway, it doesn't matter. We'll hopefully find it before this song is over. The Gimmicks and The Joker. Sweden, The Gimmicks, and The Joker going out to Brian. Yes, we found your name. It was just underneath something. Yes, that's actually the name of the group. We don't have many songs by them. I think we have one LP somewhere, but we don't know where it is. But we'll try to dig it out and play something else from it again in the future. So, Brian, thank you very much for... we're glad actually we were able to settle that. Yes, the Gimmicks and The Joker, which, by the way, was from a musical. Or a Broadway show, of which I cannot remember. So let's continue again and find out who it is. And if you know the name of the musical, we will send you one perfectly good piece of paper, which you can roll up and make a paper hat out of, and a battery at the same time. I don't know. Anyway, you are listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Find us on social media, on Twitter at PCJ Media and PCJ Radio International. And of course, on Facebook, we have a Facebook fan page, PCJ Radio International. We have updates of the latest programs that are available and all kinds of other things as well. The Columbia Symphony Orchestra, next playing a composition by George Gershwin. It's Concerto in F, the third movement, here on Happy Station from PCJ Radio International.
Thank you.
Columbia Symphony Orchestra, which is not Columbia, but as in Columbia Records, playing a composition there by George Gershwin. We're now going to go to another George, this time George Evans, who was on this program and a few years ago, a Canadian vocalist, actually born in Cincinnati, and also worked in New York and other places around the world. This is from a CD that he put out made up of live recordings. It's the standard Baubles, Bangles, and Beads.
Baubles, Bangles, hear how they jing-jingle-ing-a. Baubles, Bangles, bright shiny beads, sparkles, spangles, your heart will sing sing-a-ling-a, wearing baubles, bangles, and beads. You glitter and gleam so may somebody dream. So that someday I may buy you a ring, regalia. I've heard that's where it leads. Wearing baubles, bangles, and beads. Baubles, bangles. I hear how they jing jingling go. Baubles, bangles, bright shiny beads, sparkles, spangles, your heart will sing 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 a ling a, wearing baubles, bangles, and beads. Glitter and somebody dream. So go, 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 go. Someday I may buy you a ring, a ring, a ling. I heard that's where it leads. Quaring baubles, bangles, and thank you.
fingers. My heart will sing a ling a wing a ring bubble. The angels and leaves glitter and gleam so. Bangles, bubbles in the bangles, bubbles, bangles, bubbles, bangles, bright, shine, deep.
George Evans and Barbels, Bangles, and Beads, made up of live recordings at the Cellar in Toronto, Canada. Anyway, we're going to leave you right now. If you want to get in touch with this, PCJQSL at PCJmedia.com is our email address. We're going to end today with German Schlager singer Tony Holiday and Tanze mit mir. So, until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perrault in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios, amigos, and sayonara.
Du bist so heiß wie ein Vulkan. Und heute verbrenn ich mich daran. Jedermann nennt dich Sweet Lady Samba. Jeder sieht, dass du kein Kind mehr bist. Die bunten Lichter drehen sich wie Feuer, wenn du die Welt rings umher vergisst. Du bist so heiß wie ein Vulkan. Und heute verbrenn ich mich daran. Rock'n'Roll, Cha-Cha-Bam und der Boogie, das ist jetzt alles für mich vorbei. Die ganze Welt tanzt heute die Samba. Ole, ole, wir sind dabei. Tanze Samba mit mir. Samba, Samba, die ganze Nacht, tanze Samba mit mir, weil die Samba uns glücklich macht. Liebe, Liebe, Liebelei, morgen ist sie vielleicht vorbei. Tanze Samba mit mir, Samba, Samba, die ganze Nacht. Du bist so heiß wie ein Vulkan und heute verbrenn ich mich daran. Tanze Samba mit mir, Samba, Samba, die ganze Nacht, tanze Samba mit mir, weil die Samba uns glücklich macht. Liebe, Liebe, Liebelei, morgen ist sie vielleicht vorbei. Tanze Samba mit mir, Samba, Samba, die ganze Nacht. Du bist so heiß wie ein Vulkan und heute verbrenn ich mich daran. Tanze Samba mit mir, Samba, Samba, die ganze Nacht. Tanze Samba mit mir, weil die Samba uns glücklich macht. Liebe, Liebe, Liebelei, morgen ist sie vielleicht vorbei. Tanze Samba mit mir, Samba, Samba, die ganze Nacht.